What kind of material do you call this on the outside here on the house?
You mean outside of the door there?
Well, yeah, the kind that's on the walls.
Oh, that's siding.
Uh-huh. Were those ever called weatherboards?
Yeah, used to call it weatherboarding all the time.
That's the old term.
Mm-hmm, that's the old term, weatherboard.
It's interesting how these terms change.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir, you're going to have something. That'll be interesting.
I found out a lot about words this summer and last summer. Do you have anything to carry the water off from the roof?
We don't now, but I've seen those. We used to have them. Called them a gutter.
Uh-huh. Made out of metal or wood or?
Well, some of them made out, mostly out of wood that I can remember, but they had some made out of metal. Of course, they still use some made out of metal now. A great many of them are made out of metal now. But then, we'd possibly take a couple, two, or one of the floors and make a little trough.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a gutter. Now sometimes the water supply would be scarce, they'd run in what we call a cistern, a hole dug out in the ground out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd catch your water.
Good soft water?
Yeah, come off the house.
Uh-huh. What do you call a part of a roof where two parts of the roof will meet like this?
Hip.
Would that be this low part here?
Yeah, the low part would be the, I don't know what you're talking about.
Valley.
Uh-huh. I think that's pretty common.
Yeah, that's pretty common. I don't think that's ever changed much. That's still a common term that's used as a valley now.
And what buildings do you have around the farm?
You mean now?
Yes.
Well, we still have a barn.
Is this one story or two stories?
Well, we have a loft in this barn out here.
Uh-huh.
We call it a two-story. We stack our hay in the upper story.
Uh-huh.
What we used to call the barn loft.
Uh-huh. Do you have a place to keep corn?
Yeah, we call that a crib.
Is that in the barn?
That's in the barn, in the first store,
uh-huh.
On the floor,
uh-huh.
Ground floor.
How about other grain? Do you have a place for that?
Yeah, we have a place for a granary. We call them a granary for oats, cottonseed, different granary we have for all those small grains.
Uh-huh. Do you have other buildings around?
Well, we have a little hen house out there, but it's about gone out. We about quit using it.
Was this for all the chickens, or?
It was for the grown chickens. The smaller ones, we had what we called a brooder house for them.
Uh-huh. What did you call a hen that was sitting on a bunch of eggs?
Brooders.
Those were your brooders, huh?
Yeah. We called them a setting hen, but they was broody. We called them broody hens.
Uh-huh. Did you ever put anything in the nests of your chickens to keep them laying?
Yeah, we used to have some artificial eggs we put in there, made in the shape of an egg. We'd
uh-huh.
leave it in there so the hen would go back and lay in that nest and didn't have to leave a good egg in there.
Uh-huh.
Leave one in there all the time. Well, the first thing you know, you leave one too long, your egg would be spoiled. You went back to get it. You wouldn't know which one it was. Come in and put it in a bunch of good eggs. And you went to cook breakfast. That was your bad egg turnout.
Wouldn't that be a shock? Wait, one of those smelly things. What was the artificial egg made out of? Gourd or?
I don't know what those things are made out of, but